This month, November, is Native American History Month, and tonight from 5 to 7 p.m., Shannon Holsey, president of Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians, will provide remarks in honor of Native American Heritage Month at Albany City Hall in Albany. Albany is within the heart of the traditional territory of the Mohican people who lived for thousands of years along the Hudson River. Displaced from their homelands, the Mohican people thrive today on a reservation in northern Wisconsin. We are joined by Shannon Holsey and Bonnie Hartley, Tribal Historic Preservation Officer based at Russell Sage College. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Shannon and Bonnie to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for making us a part of your very busy day.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
A great pleasure. Thank you. In my introduction, did I say everything right?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't get anything, mispronounce anything? Excellent. So Shannon, let us begin with you of ultimately in providing your marks of when we talk about Native American Heritage Month, of the message you would like to get out.
Absolutely. Good morning. It's a wonderful thing that we're here today, and it's wonderful to be home. You know, we are native New Yorkers after all,
yep.
And it's a pleasure to be here, but it's nice that we are creating awareness. There are 567 federal recognized tribes. We are located in Wisconsin. We are among one of 11 tribes, federally recognized tribes. And today we'd really like our message here in New York is to remind people that we're still here and through our efforts and our actions. Bonnie and Sherry White, who is our historical preservation manager, also do really great work through Section 106 and repatriating our ancestral remains and also our artifactual remains, because that is so much culturally ingrained in who we are. You know, and I like to remind people that Native American people's philosophy about land is that we don't actually own the land, it owns us, and we're innately here, and it's always going to be a part of us. So when we're here, we're very at much peace, and we're very much integrated in the core culture of what this is, and we're constantly reminded as Bonnie and Sherry do their good work here.
What is the status of Section 106, and what exactly is it?
I can comment on that. Section 106 is one part of the National Historic Preservation Act. So it's mm-hmm. a federal law that any construction activities that would have the potential to impact Native American cultural sites, it triggers involvement of tribes. So our tribe, similar to most other tribes having a historic preservation office, we consult with any of the federal agencies involved. So, for example, close to home here in Albany, if there's a permit needed by Army Corps or there's funding for a project from Federal Highway, that would trigger our involvement. So, for example, by Albany Airport, there's a new exit ramp going into the airport off
yes.
Interstate 87. So just, for an example, that's a project that our office would consult on along with the St. Regis Mohawk and the Delaware Tribe of Indians. And we consult with Federal Highway and the New York DOT to try to ensure that as much as possible, the cultural sites, the artifacts, that are going to be disturbed from that project. We try to either avoid them or, excavate and curate the materials ourselves. So that's an example of, the kind of project that people might, see in this area that we work on.
How much do we know of the material that is there? I mean, not just in the sites that you mentioned, but just in general of where things are of, okay, we have to worry about this spot, but we don't have to worry about that spot.
There's some, information we would already know before shovels ever hit the ground that we would know mm-hmm. from our own traditions and our documentation. But a lot of the times we don't know. There's a lot of times where we have to work with archaeologists, and all parties involved look at what the archaeologists uncover, and we discuss it, and we're learning all the time. I mean, new sites are found, regularly. Mm.
Shannon, you mentioned a moment ago that you said you're home, and of course you are Bowler, Wisconsin.
Correct.
Is where you're based.
Absolutely.
And where the reservation is. Where else do you consider home? Are there other spots in the country where?
Massachusetts as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And is that where Stockbridge, Massachusetts come from?
Correct.
From, okay.
Yes, that's
all right,
correct.
That's where we get that.
Yes, and we are a fully functioning We are the largest employer in our county, in as you you said, Bowler, Wisconsin, and we are fully functioning government. So much like, you know, in our exercise of sovereignty, we have our own fully functioning government. We have a executive branch. We have a branch of court. We have, you know, fully fledged businesses and lots of employees.
11 Native tribes, yes, in Wisconsin. You,
yes,
are one of them.
Correct.
And almost 1,500 people.
Correct.
So that's a lot of people.
It is.
And what do you feel your responsibility is to them and to the other tribes as well? Because I assume you do work together.
Absolutely, we do. We try to work because I think most tribes you'll find, although there are differences, there are a lot of similarities as it relates to the basic, and we're trying to meet the basic needs of our people as it relates to education, health care, long-term planning as far as infrastructure and how to build that and continuation. Some of our efforts currently reside around trying to build a cultural center. So some of the things of the good work that Bonnie's doing out there can properly be displayed and revered by the people that it affects. You know, I think Sherry said it best. She said, you know, it's not about an archaeological dig to be researched. Really, what for us it is about showing the reverence and the honor to which our ancestors' remains are curated, and how we deal with that, and how we give reference and honor to that. So it's very, very important and very, very relevant. And any piece of history that we have is very near and dear to us.
When it comes to reverence and honor, I was working on this segment and getting ready to talk to you both last night as I was watching the World Series, and I'm looking up and I see the Cleveland Indians playing, and there is a huge backdrop of the Jumbotron that says "Go Tribe." How do you look at that? Is that reverence or is that irreverence?
I think it's sort of subjective, and I think it's the approach that you take. And I always tell people when I speak to different parties regarding mascots, and, you know, I want people to know I'm not your mascot, but it also affords an opportunity to educate people on who Native American people are. As for example, we had an opportunity to work with Marquette University last year with their diversity and inclusion program, and what the intended purpose was, because at one time they had a name that wasn't so, you know, they were the Warriors, and so they essentially did change their name, and through their initiative of diversity and inclusion, they also started to be inclusive of having conversations with tribes as to the effects of that and the implications of that. So we are working with universities, even the UW system university, on educating people of what that means and the long-term effects. And we have a long way to go. There is always going to be that, and I expect that, but there's always an opportunity to educate people that, for example, people's misconception of we are not the last of the Mohicans. Clearly, we're still here. We're a vibrant nation, and we're, you know, and so it's, yeah, it is always it's sometimes a misconception, and it can be easily picked up upon, but we are here, and we're thriving, and we're, you know, we're proud of who we are, and we're always willing to educate people on that aspect of who we are.
And in that education, I mean, I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if you had your druthers, that wouldn't be the name of the team.
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. When it comes to, so I want to know what your secret to success is. You're the youngest woman to ever lead the Stockbridge Muncie. So what can we learn from your success to get more young women leaders just in general?
Absolutely. I think as you look as how we evolve, especially when I wrote my dissertation, one of the topics of interest was to me is the evolving role of women in leadership and how that looks. And I think coming into the 21st century, we have a responsibility to voice our opinions. A lot of women, for example, Native American women, according to a Department of Education study in 2010, 65% of all bachelor's degrees and above were conferred by Native American women. Wow. You know, so that's pretty resounding. And they played significant roles in, you know, various roles, whether it be historical preservation. They're healers, they're doctors, they're attorneys, they're judges. They play a significant role. But most importantly, they are providers of life. And in our culture, that's significant. And I think that they have to have a seat at the table to advance the needs of not only our tribes, but exercise our sovereignty and really bring things back into balance.
Shannon Hulsey is here, president of Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians, and also joining us is Bonnie Hartley, who's tribal historic preservation officer based at Russell Sage College. How did the two of you work together, Bonnie?
So our Historic Preservation Office is a, you know, one department within tribal government. So it'd be similar to this, you know, being a state agency like the State Historic Preservation Office. So it would sort of parallel a structure like that. So working in historic preservation, we're working on behalf of the community, and we report back to tribal council as our leadership and keep them, you know, updated on all of our efforts out here to protect Mohican cultural sites.
Talk to me a little bit about the event tonight and what you have planned beginning at 5 o'clock.
Yes. So this evening at Albany City Hall, we were invited to participate for Native American Heritage Month from 5 to 7 o'clock. And Shannon is going to speak about sharing more about the state of our tribe today, letting people know, as she said, that, you know, we're here proudly on Mohican land, but letting people know more about life in the community today in Wisconsin, and that the work that we're doing for historic preservation, that we continue to have a presence on our homelands.
What are the challenges in that work of historic preservation?
I mean, it's as Bonnie sort of expounded on, there's always that uncertainty. So it's sort of like a piece of a puzzle, and you sort of have to have the tenacity and the patience to do that. But also, Bonnie is very modest about her role. She's extremely strategic. She gets out there. She constantly affords herself the opportunity to educate people and to remind people that we have a presence in the state of New York, even as it relates to consultation. I had the pleasure of sitting down with consultation with her a little over a year ago, and it was, you know, and meeting with the other tribal leaders of New York, and it was, you know, it was a pleasure, because you get to learn about other people's cultures, but then you build that relationship, because really it is about building that relationship. And I think we share we enjoy a really good relationship with the state agencies, and Sherry White was instrumental in that from the time that she started her humble beginnings with historical preservation, and she sort of planted the seed, and she went from saying to doing, in that she said it has to be more than, you know, a periodic trip to New York. We need presence here, and we need to have an office here, and we need to participate on a daily basis, and that's sort of the current state. We just did hire our contract with an archaeologist, which we'll have the pleasure of meeting today, and we're very excited about that and building that and building upon that.
I would say that one challenge, too, is that just the parameters of how we're even able to have a seat at the table is only under that federal law. So we're following, the federal government system, and we are going to always have a different perspective in that process.
Sure.
So the law only goes so far as to say that, you know, it's for any sites that are eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. So as a tribe, we might view a site, you know, as part of our cultural heritage, but it doesn't rise to the level of meeting the criteria of the, you know, the government standard of the National Register. So to us, we're going to say this site is important, even if it's, you know, and worthy of saving. And then the State Historic Preservation Office might say, you know, to the people of New York, that's whose interests we're looking out for. And, you know, we feel like the site has been sampled enough through archaeology to demonstrate enough, you know, scientific research, so that's sufficient. And we would always, you know, so we might disagree on, you know, how far is enough.
You both are wonderful representatives and are so clearly and articulately, well, so clearly articulate these thoughts. But are there times in your private moments when you're together where there's just a sigh of going, does this always have to be a fight?
I think, historically speaking, for Native Americans, that's just been par for the course. You know, a perfect example of that is the national attention that the Dakota Pipeline is bringing.
Yes.
And a lot of people see it as an opportunity to create this awareness that there are tribes there. And for something as a basic human right as water, I mean, we've had people that from our own nation that went out there and represented and were arrested, you know, for peacefully protecting and they call it demonstrating, but we say it's protecting.
Mm-hmm.
So something as basic as that, but it was sort of like an arising or sort of just an awakening of Native American people collectively, mm-hmm. because so many nations came together for this issue. But these issues are so common across the United States as it relates to healthcare, as it relates to education, as it relates to basic human rights, you know. And so I'm very encouraged by it.
And meanwhile, though, and I understand the encouragement, but they're also, when you look politically, that even political leaders that we have respect for, the silence is rather deafening.
It absolutely. It speaks volumes, does it not?
Yes.
But it doesn't stop there. It's just historically something that's always been, has happened to Native American tribes throughout history. So it shouldn't, should we want or expect more? Absolutely. Do we always get that? No, but that doesn't mean that that drive and that tenacity to continue to go to the Hill and lobby and do the things that that are necessary aren't going to stop. So we preserve, we're very preservant, and we are very resilient people, and we'll continue to do what we have to do.
You have to do what you have to do. For those of us who are not Native, what can we do to help?
I think the fact that we're here today to create that awareness is a start. I think that the attention and again, the reverence that's needed to these common issues, there were agreements made, treaty agreements many, many years ago on the obligations and the responsibilities that certain parties have to Native Americans, and we want them to fulfill them. We've fulfilled our end of the bargain, and tribes, exercise their sovereignty through, operating their own governments and trying to educate their own children and provide health care and doing all of these things, but it's just never enough, and so things like having an opportunity to speak with you this morning about these very important issues is a start, and that awareness and becoming active and saying enough is enough. It's a basic human right issue. It's not a Native issue. It's not a European issue. It's just an issue that we all should care about.
Tonight from 5 to 7, Shannon Holsey, president of Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians, will provide remarks in honor of Native American Heritage Month at Albany City Hall in Albany, New York. For more information, you can go to the website albanyny.org, albanyny.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I would like to thank both of you, Shannon Holsey and Bonnie Hartley, for being so inspirational and for the great work you do, not only locally, but throughout the country. And I thank you very, very much for sharing with us this
morning.
Thank
you. We're incredibly grateful for the opportunity.
Right back. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.